Blog Talk Radio.
Daily, go get it. It's a show we do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts and Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And I'm glad to be here feeling like a real man should. And I hope that y'all feel the same way, understood. We are the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every night, as you already know. If you've been here before, you say like for show. And we are ready to G-O and go on. So we're talking about same mama, different cousin. Now, we could have said same daddy, different cousins, but I ain't gonna make the title too long. Sometimes you just gotta make an executive decision and decide what you want to call the show. So I did that. So the title of the show is Same Mama, Different Cousins. I could have said same mama, different daddy, right? But that would have been too easy. And that's not gonna go into the depth of what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about same mama, different cousins. Because when a lot of people, and I've talked to people about this. I talked to people about it, you know what I'm saying? And there are a lot of people out here who feel like if you have the same mother, then you are not half brother and half sister. Now, although we do not use in the Black community half brother, half sister normally, we don't usually customarily use the word half to describe a sibling that that we don't have the same two parents with. But it does exist. And so for informational and instructional purposes tonight, we're going to talk at length a little bit about what it means to be half and half. But like I said, a lot of people that I've talked to feel like if you came out of the same womb and you have the same mother, you're not half anything because you grew up in the same house. You know, it's the same culture and all of that. Well, you can feel however you want to about anything, but if the evidence of your union, of your connection, and of your hereditary status will come out. And it definitely comes out when you don't have parents that are the same. So when you don't have the same two parents, but you are siblings, that means that you have whoever your mother or your dad is, you're going to have that side of the family, and you're also going to have the custodial side of the family. But when you have a half-brother and a half-sister, a half-brother or a half-sister, you have to recognize that they have a whole different family too. And this will be especially evident if you have an active non-custodial parent in your life. Now, we know that the custodial parent is the primary parent. That's the parent who has custody of you. That's the one whose house you live in. That's the one you see every day on a regular basis. That's the one who takes you to doctor's appointments, the one that tucks you in at night, the one that gets you up in the morning, the one that, you know, that you have the most contact with. Your non-custodial parent is your other parent. It could be your mom or at most times, you know, just to keep it a buck, it's normally your dad. Now, it doesn't mean that your dad doesn't come around. It doesn't mean that you don't visit your dad on a regular basis. It doesn't mean that you don't love your dad or that he doesn't love you. It doesn't mean any of that. What it means is that you don't live at daddy's house. You may go spend a lot of time at daddy's house. You may spend weekends there, weeks there, whatever. It may be a shared custody or joint custody type of situation. Nonetheless, he is not the primary. Yo, these crazy-ass dope boys around here have been shooting each other with fucking paintball guns for the past 2 days. They are wilding. They have no respect for property, for other people's property. Sure, paintball paint washes off. I don't give a fuck. And they're just setting themselves up for the cops to come through and be on some, yo, they had guns. We shot them. So dumb. These motherfuckers are dumb. But back to what we was talking about. So your non-custodial parent has a family too. And that family is your family. And that is your full blood family. So if your father has brothers and sisters and his brothers and sisters had children, those are your first cousins. Now, that's going to make those first cousins different from your first cousins from your mama, from the children, from your brothers and sisters, from your mama. Y'all don't have the same cousin. There's no crossover. There's no reciprocity. Y'all family, 100%, no doubt. But, because y'all don't have the same two parents, y'all going to have two different sets of family. So instead of having a mom side and a mom dad, I mean, a mom side and a dad side, you're going to have his or her mom side and his or her dad side also. So what would normally be two sides have become four. And if there are multiple children by multiple fathers or different parents, so it goes from 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 to 10, however it goes. And there are plenty of situations like that. The question that we want to get into tonight is this. What does it mean to you? How does that affect your family structure? If you and your brother or your sister don't have the same two parents, and your father is present or active in your life, but your brothers or sisters' fathers may not be active in their lives. So you have contact with, wait a minute, let me back it up. Because even though their father may not be active in their lives, it doesn't mean that they don't have any contact with their father's family. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. So your dad was too busy doing whatever he was doing, you know, to spend any real time with you. But your grandmother was there, took care of Christmases, made sure you came around, made sure you knew your cousins, aunts and uncles, all of them were there. Your father might have been a ne'er-do-well, but your father's family was somebody that you was close to. Or it can go like this. Your dad was coming around in the beginning, and you was active with his side of the family when you were younger. As time went on, you may not have been so active. There are a whole lot of things can happen when you have multiple children by multiple different other parents. And we're going to get into it, too. This actually probably shouldn't have been a Daily Go Get-Emism show. We may have needed more time to do it on, like, the Urban Therapy with Sun show. But I was selling it, son. I was selling it. I ain't had no topic I'm ready for today that I really wanted to do. I mean, I always have topics because I keep them in my phone and they be on a notepad. You know what I'm saying? But y'all don't believe me? I tell you, I really do. Like, you see that? See, that says Daily Go Get-Emism shows. Oh, wait. No wonder y'all can't see it. Wait a minute. See, that box, it said, that box, it says Daily Go Get-Emism shows. And all of these shows I've done, so he scrolls, like so many of them, you know what I mean? But we've done all of those. And I don't write down all of the ones so if you see like the last ones, I haven't done the last two. But I didn't want to do the last two. So I sat in front of this computer and I said, like I always do. I said, oh, topic. Boom. So, you know, like this can get very deep. It can. So we want to manage our time the best way that we can and get out the most information as we can. But it's going down on the daily go get a Mism show. So what's going on? YS Books, Yvette Stokes is all up in the house. How y'all feeling? Good to see you. Thanks for coming on now. And the beauty, I cannot see Jerry. Yeah, a lot of ways to get with her, and it varies. A Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day. What's going on, man? Good to see you. And the beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, usually the children from the mother, even if they have different fathers, they're raised in the same household. That's why they're closer. Yeah, they're closer, but they're still half brother and half sister. I mean, a lot of people don't want to accept that. Like, no, we got the same mother. We was raised in the same house. We're not half nothing. No. Physically, genetically, hereditarily, yeah, you are half. I understand that culturally and familially, no. As far as your heart is concerned, no. You are 100%. But I bet you this, if you was close with your father's children, you would feel the same way. No, we not half nothing. So once there's a connection there, this is we are family now. I got all my sisters with. Hey, how? So when the love is there in the black community, we don't use no half normally. Customarily, that's not even in our vocabulary. We know what it is, but calling somebody like your half brother or your half sister is almost like saying That's like calling somebody by another name or nickname because you can't remember their real name. It's like, hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, what's up, my man? Yo, what's up, girlfriend? Because you can't remember their name. You can't remember their name. So we normally 86 all at half talk. All that half talk. So let's get it popping. Let's turn up. So yeah, you know, so if your father is active in your life, or even if he isn't, but you're close to your other side of the family, you're going to have those cousins. Now, will those cousins that you have from your father's side, will they be cool with your brother and your sisters, you know, from your mother's side that you grew up with in the same house? You got different cousins, baby. You got different cousins. Me and my brothers and my sisters got different cousins. But are my cousins cool with my brothers and sisters? And do my cousins consider themselves to be cousins with my brothers and sisters? If you're active, yep, we be like, we all cousins. Cousins is cousins. You know, there are plenty of non-blood cousins. And this might be one of those situations. But it's like a half-blood, quarter-blood cousin. Quarter-blood. We quarter cousins. Half-cousins? Can you be a half-cousin? Can you be a half-cousin? How far do you have to be removed from a cousin to be able to, like, flush out the bloodline? Like, yo, we ain't got none of the same blood. Like, you was my dad's third cousin's son. Like, I don't think none of that blood is there. Like, you had to cough the blood out. Same mama, different cousins. Same mama, different cousins. Now, me and my two sisters have the same mama, have the same daddy. Grew up in the same house, was raised together. Have the same values. However, I still have some cousins that my sister don't have. Because I took on a couple of my cousin's cousins. Like, a couple of my non-blood related cousins became my cousins because we knew each other. Or we met each other like, yo, so you my second cousin's cousin? Like, yeah, I'm your second cousin's cousin. Your second cousin is like when your mom or your dad's first cousin has a child. That might be third. But nonetheless, his cousin. So, like, one of my cousins, who is a go-getter, my sister don't know her. You know what I'm saying? But she's my second cousin's cousin on her dad's side. On her dad's side. So there's no blood there. But we be like, cuz this, cuz that, cuz this, cuz that. And we never even met. She live in New York. But she be talking to me. She be like, yo, cuz this, cuz that, cuz that. Me and her done got closer than the cuz. The real cuz. The blood cuz. And my sisters don't know nothing about her. Like, yo, what you mean? How is she our cousin? What's her real name? You got Facebook name. You know what I'm saying? New York. We used to go to New York all the time when I was younger. Well, we go all the time now. But yeah, I was there back in the day. But we never met her back in the day. So anyway, that's how you can have the same mama, same daddy, different cousins. Now, sure, people may say, well, oh, that's not your real cousin. Like, who are you to judge? How dare you judge me? That is my 100% cousin. 100%. Let me see here. Okay. 100% cuz. 100% cuz. All right. So, you know, the family structure, especially the black family structure, is always under some type of scrutiny. You know, people always got something to say about the black family structure, particularly when people get all, you know, self-righteous and about a single parent raising children. And I have a lot to say about that, because although I would desire for every child to be raised in a two-parent household, it's not always possible, and it's not always a bad thing that they're raised in a single-parent household. Good people can become good parents, and good parents will raise good children, and good children, and along with good parents, equals good families. So I'm not going to do no crazy shit here, and try to tell y'all like, well, you know, if it's a single parent household, that ain't no real family. Oh yes, the fuck it is. A family is anybody that shares your bloodline, and that's not even changeable. But it's also who you share culture with, who you share many things in common, who you share a bond. But I don't want to say a spiritual bond, but I guess it could be that. But I guess what I'm really trying to say is you have a bond that you could say an ethical bond, a moral bond. You could say a cultural bond. A cultural bond. Y'all know a lot of the same things, do a lot of things the same way. Believe, have a lot of the same beliefs, you know, spiritual beliefs, cultural beliefs, community beliefs, a lot of things. So you, family is what you make it, literally, you know, even though it's not an opinion when it comes to your bloodline, you know what I'm saying? If you are close with somebody, they are basically your family. You take care of somebody, or somebody takes care of you. You look out for somebody, or somebody looks out for you on a consistent basis, and they're doing it from the heart. That's your family right there. You protect somebody, they protect you. That's your family right there. Because I know one thing, people who aren't family-like to you, they ain't going to do that for you. They're not going to look out for you. They're not going to protect you, not on a consistent basis or a regular basis. They may do it every now and then on a here and there when they can, but not all the time. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Same mama, different cousins. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And you can call into the show, as you can see. You can call into the show if you're so inclined to get on the microphone, or should I say telephone, speak a little louder and hold your own. Leave your message at the side in the tone note I picked up so you can speak. Yep. All right, so let's go. So if you want to call in, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. So Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Express your passion in any form or fashion. You want to cuss, you want to kid. I mean, you want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear. You could do it right here. Be a little respectful. Yeah, not all the way. Just enough for us to be able to bust and, yo, feel like we trust. Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Different mama. I mean, same mama, different cousins. Same daddy, different cousins. You know, this whole cousins dynamic, having cousins is a very important thing. It really is. Because when you're growing up, especially if you don't have a lot of siblings or you're an only child, your cousins are your siblings. Your cousins are who you're going to look for to hang out with, to grow with, to develop with, to protect, to be protected by, to you know, develop relationships with. You need them. Everybody has cousins. Many children who are only children have problems. Sometimes they have problems forming relationships, being able to be trustworthy, being able to trust, being able to fit in with certain people. Some people who are only children are sort of misfit. Like, not all of them, definitely not all of them. I know plenty of only children who were very well adjusted, but cousins are one of those things that help you along the way. Like I said, they become your brothers and your sisters. So when you have cousins, your cousins also have brothers and sisters, and those are your cousins, but your cousins also have cousins. So what's it like when you are an only child and your cousins are like your brothers and sisters, and your brothers and sisters have a whole different mama and daddy that may or may not be your auntie, may not be your auntie, because your cousin's mom or dad could be your cousins if y'all are that far removed. But nonetheless, y'all still family. But will all of the cousins of the cousins be able to get along? You know what I mean? You know, a sad situation is like this. When you have brothers and sisters, when you have siblings, and y'all have different fathers, and your dad ain't in your life, and their dads are in their lives, so they come in to pick them up, and depending on the relationship that their dad may have with your mom, they may look out for you, or they might be like, nah, I'm just coming over here to drop some clothes off, drop some money off for mine, or I'm coming over here to get mine. No, I'm not taking none of yours. And the only reason I'm not taking none of yours is because you want to act like a dickhead. You damn near trying to keep me from mine. So I'm definitely not going to make a ploy to try to bond with the other ones, because you probably be talking all this old bad shit about me in the first place. So that's an awkward situation. It's very awkward. Or when, like, your dad is in your life and you care about your other brothers and sisters and their dads ain't in their lives. You know, so your dad coming to see you, dropping off shit, hitting you off with money. Now, your dad might represent for all your brothers and sisters with the Mr. Softy man, good humor. The good humor man, you know what I mean? Ice cream man, you know, bye-bye cone jimmies and all that kind of shit, banana boat. But when your dad leaves, you get to go with him. Or you know he's going to be back. Or he's going to be calling you. Like, your dad is a real dad and he's active. But your dad might not be everybody's dad. But one thing is for sure, your dad has family, and you're going to be probably taken care of by your dad's family. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, I saw so much drama in people's lives with having step-parents that I vowed at a young age that my children will have all the same father. No disrespect to anybody else. I'm just speaking from myself. The thing is, you know what? Like, you like my mom. My mom swore up and down that all of her children would be by the same father. Sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's not. Because all your children can be by the same father, you know, because of your insistence, and he might be a fucked up dude. Just, you know, and I'm not saying that that's your situation, but the thing is, you know, me growing up in a two-parent family, I thought about this shit too. Like, yeah, if I had children, I would want them to all be by the same girl. Well, I only have one. One biological. But I look at all of the other children that I've been exposed to from having girlfriends, relationships, and shit like that. And how some of them are grown now, and they still be like, yo, that's my dad. And they tell me that they love me. They keep in contact with me. They call, they text. You know what I mean? Shit like that. And I'm thinking like, damn, some of them I would kill to be their real father. You know what I'm saying? You're holding it down. So when I'm thinking about that, like, why would I limit? Let me just put it this way. I vow never to have no babies by no fucking chicken heads. No chicken heads, no skeezers, no hoes, no strippers, no, none of that questionable shit. None of that, oh my God, I can't believe I nutted in this fucking, oh my God, I done fucked up. Nah, that's what I dedicated myself to. Like, nah, I don't care if I have 10 children by 10 different baby moms. They all going to be good baby moms. And they might not look at me as the best dad by doing that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm just saying? But it didn't happen. But, you know, the best you can do is make the best decisions on whoever you decide to have children with. You know, you, like I said, you fuck up and have a baby by one, and you say, well, any other children I have just gonna have to come from that one because I don't want to be breaking it. Nah, fuck all of that. That'd be like, to me, and like I said, beauty, I cannot see cherry. Don't take this the wrong way, but for me, that's like limiting myself. That's almost like me saying, I'm only going to get married one time. Nobody else is, I'm not marrying nobody else. I'm one and done. Or I'm only going to have one love of my life. I'm not going to take a chance at another love of my life because the last love of my life didn't really work out. So the best I can do from here on out is have a like of my life. We're not doing that. Personally, I will get love wherever I can get it. If it's withheld from me, I'm not gonna hold myself down, you know what I mean, and stick with that on some old sitcom stalker shit, you know, like, you know, hoping that the love blossoms like Professor Ogilvy or A. Lara, you know, I'm on some Urkel shit. No. You don't show me love, I'm gonna get it. I will definitely get it. Cause I'm built like that. And you should always feel like you built like that. Where you can't get an opportunity, you have to find or create an opportunity. Just like a job. Come on, motherfuckers be talking about something, you know what I mean? I don't know, you know. And don't get me wrong. Don't take this the wrong way. But you know, cats be talking about some, yeah, I worked at the same job for 30 years and all of that. And they be all proud. Now, I guess, you know, it's cool to be proud of that. But I know one thing, I wouldn't be proud of that. Fuck out of here. Because I know if I worked there for 30 years, I ain't got nowhere. Because there's no way you're going to move up in a company for that long and still be with the company. No fucking way. Unless maybe you have gone to school, you know, moved up in the upper management or something like that, you know, to the executive branch of that company. But what are the chances? Not too many people do that. Because if you're going to improve yourself that much, you're going to improve yourself with another company or in private business. So all of the people, and I mean every last person that I know, that has retired from a business, from a company, I should say, after working there for more than 20 years, none of them have moved up. That's not what they did. So I'm like, all right. And that's just my opinion. They look at it like stability, job stability, dependability and all that. Motherfuckers, if you work for a job for 20 years, 30 years,
You done broke every rule in the fucking book, but you done learned that book. You done learned that book well. Well, well, you know what I'm saying? All right, let's keep it moving. T. Carrie Wright says, my stepfathers were awesome. So was my stepmother. Interesting. That's what's up. Not too many people can normally say that both of their steps was all of that. Now, my stepmom, me and my stepmom, I don't want to say we had a love-hate relationship. Let's just put it this way. We were not close. We weren't at each other's throats, but we were not close. Ain't no way around that. Man, we were not close. I ain't the one. I ain't really the one to try to romanticize, you know, history, you know, after somebody's passing. Because if listen, we weren't close. But me and my stepdad were closer than close. That was my love. I miss him so much. But to keep it real, I miss my stepmom too. I ain't gonna, you know, we not gonna do that. I do. But my stepdad, whew, that was my man. That was my dad. I never used that word step when it came to him. That was my dad. And I was his son. We ain't play. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? My goodness, see me from you. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on out. It's good to see your face, see your icon, no doubt. Samaj Network, is that you I see? Alabama in the house, y'all. We won't flee. That's my man, y'all. What's going on, my brother? It's good to see my brothers coming on through like no other. This word. Samaj Network says, broke every rule in the book. You know it. If you work at a job for 20 years, you done broke. Listen, you done learned that. You done turned the job in, turned the job out, turned the job into sauerkraut. Can't nobody tell you nothing, but I knew people who got fired after 20 years, 25 years on a job. And believe me, they be lost in the sauce. Don't know how to fill out an application. Don't know how to create a resume. They don't know nothing about going on another job. A job interview, how that work? More than likely, somebody gave them that job. Got them that job. They never had to have no interview. They just got the job. A lot of times, baby. So when we talk about same mama, different cousins, same mama, different cousins. My stepdad had a family. I was cousins with. That's a good example. Me and my stepdad was like this, but his side of the family, I'm good. I'm good. They was not all that. They was definitely not all that. It was slimy. You know, mean-spirited, jealous-hearted type. You know what I'm saying? They really was. They were jealous-hearted type. Like, you know, when you don't have a whole lot and you got motherfuckers hating on you, that can really sour your mood. Like, yo, we ain't rich. We don't have a lot. We working people. You know what I'm saying? We tax return receiving motherfuckers go shopping when we get a windfall. You know that kind of shit. Lottery players make some money. You know we hit a number. You know, come up, go buy a new living room set. We that type. You know, the type work hard for our money. Got good checks. You know what I mean? Made, I don't know, $1,000 a week back in the 80s, that type of shit. That was good money. It's good money now, but it was hella good money 30 years ago. So you know that type. When you ain't rich, but to motherfuckers who ain't making nothing like that, you look rich. I mean, they hating. And it's, so, yeah. So, although they was my cousins, yeah, they was my half-cousins. I'm like, fuck out of here. Y'all step cousins. Y'all motherfuckers is on some other shit. Y'all step cousins. They the type. They was the type that when they come over your crib, when they come over your crib, you gotta lock certain doors. They was on some sticky finger shit. But y'all got a lot. Large, y'all live in this big house. Y'all rich out here in Germantown. I'm like, Germantown? This ain't Mount Airy. She is levels to this shit. People who don't have always think those who have a little bit have a lot. And that's when their wolf type behavior starts to kick in. That's when the wolf type of behavior starts to kick in. AI matrix. Artificial intelligence matrix. He says, yes, I'm trash. Nobody hired me off an interview. Oh, damn, my brother. What up, everyone? Been having some things of concern over the last 36 hours. Yo, we gonna get that prayer thing going. I got you, definitely. And sister, Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, sister Charlene? How you feeling, sister Charlene? Let me get that ass quick, fast, in the hurry. It's the sister, Charlene Curry. I give up that ass quick, fast, in the hurry. I said I was going to stop doing it. I promised last night that's the last time. So I'm promising tonight. See, them first promises, they wasn't really real. I was young. You know what I'm saying? I was still brash and arrogant and, you know what I mean, very irritating. But I've changed. Now I'm making a real promise. The rail. We talking about the rail. So we talking about same mama, different cousins. Does your father's family, do the cousins on your father's family get along with your brothers and sisters? Are y'all brothers, sisters, cousins? Are y'all cousin cuz? You know what I mean? Are y'all rail cousins? You know? That's what we talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Same mama, different cousins. Everybody got cousins, baby. You might not have brothers and sisters, but you got you some cousins. You got plenty cousins, side. Yeah, man, you got plenty cousins. But do y'all blend families? You know, if you dealing with a woman or a man, and they have children, and y'all blend, y'all get together, y'all serious, either y'all get married, move in together, whatever the case may be, get in a long-term relationship. If it comes to a point where y'all share a living space and the children and your children, both sets of children are young, you're going to blend them families. Maybe it might not be on some Brady Bunch shit, but it's going to be something. It's going to be some shit. It's going to be some for real. Listen, man, let me ask y'all something off topic real quick. You know, Ice Cube, did y'all see his plan for America or whatever? His shit, that shit he presented to Donald Trump, Ice Cube endorsing Donald Trump shit, you know, whatever. Y'all see that shit? I'm going to tell you what. I haven't seen it, and I'm going to tell you why I haven't seen it. I haven't been able to watch it. And I'm going to tell you why I haven't been able to watch it. Because Ice Cube looked disgusting to me. He needs to cut all that fucking hair off his face. He looked crazy. He looked like the 50-year-old version of America's Most Wanted. His first album, America KKK's Most Wanted. Don't nobody want to see this motherfucker looking like that. He done built a hell of a career of himself. For himself. Been in great movies. He's a great actor. He was a great rapper. But now that motherfucker, to me, he looked like he gone. And he got them black lips. He's been smoking blunts. Like, you ain't supposed to be smoking blunts. You're from the West Coast. But people been saying, like, yo, you know, even though he doing it for the Trump side, you know, it's a method to his madness and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm not listening to nobody who look like that. And the way he been talking, his videos, his short videos leading up to his plan, like nah, Ice Cube, I can't, yo, you are unkempt. You know what I mean? You're not presentable enough to talk to me. I can't take you seriously when you looking like a fucking, you looking mentally ill. Just keeping it a buck. I ain't gonna front. You look like you're mentally ill. Cut that shit off your face, son. You must not be wanting to get no more roles in Hollywood. I hope that you have made more than enough money to sustain yourself. Because you looking like, do y'all remember Howard Hughes? Howard Hughes, rich entrepreneur. Back in the day, super rich, but he was crazy as a loon, Howard Hughes.
Here's a summary from Wikipedia. Howard Robart Hughes Jr. was an American business magnate, investor, record-setting pilot, engineer, film director, and philanthropist, known during his lifetime.
Born in 1905, died in 1976. They made him 71 years old. The thing about it is, the pictures of this motherfucker near the end of his life, he was fucking disgusting. Now, he looked, you know, it's kind of suave and debonair. They want to show it. They showing all his younger pictures. As he got older, this motherfucker grew his hair off all long. He look all, yeah. Hey, yo, Howie. Yeah, you got to see him after he went crazy. His hair, his long white hair going all the way down. Like on some reverse Jesus shit. Look, yo, really ill. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking crazy. He was bed bugged out. So anyway, that's what Ice Cube is reminding me of lately. Like, I don't want to fuck. I'm not fucking listening to you looking like that. Yeah, no, I heard he invented the Spruce Goose, a big oaky ass plane. The Spruce Goose. What the fuck was that? Annette Davis, the number one. How you doing, ma? Good to see ya. No, yeah, you must got money. Oh, man, that shit was tough. Okay. And then David says, Ice Cube shit plan was terrible. I read it. It was unrealistic. Well, any plan of action for black people, for the advancement of black people presented to Donald Trump is unrealistic. Like, are you crazy? And he'd do some shit, you know what I mean, to get the attention of his voters. He's smarter than most. Right, yeah. Watch, I'm going to act like I'm going to do this shit. Get these motherfuckers on my side. And then I'm pushing them the fuck up out of here. You see what they did to Omarosa? Even though that's what she get. That's just what the fuck she get. And every chance she get, she on MSNBC. You're talking shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yo, other motherfuckers can be liberal and forgive your bum ass. I'm not trying to hear that shit. You ain't my cousin. You ain't nobody's cousin. Beauty, I cannot see shit. Sherry says, your age is showing. Yeah, I'm 50 years old. Mm-hmm. You'll never hear me lie about my age or try to downplay it. Shit. But I've been young all my life. You know what I mean? Third cousin. But yeah. Yeah. Same mama, different cousin. Same daddy, different cousin. 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 Same mama, different cousin. Keep it buzzing. Same mama, same daddy. Cousins, same mama, same daddy. Different cousins. It can happen. It can happen. It can happen. Well, how can you have the same mom and the same dad but different cousins, other than the example that you gave before? Oh, easily. You can have the same mama and the same dad, but you really, but your dad that you thought was your dad ain't really your dad, and he ain't even know he wasn't your dad. That has happened plenty of times. It's happened plenty of times. Mama kept a secret. Mama's baby daddy's maybe. Well, you'll be calling me baby. Maybe. It happens. It happens. You know. But shit, when you think about it, we grew up with people. We grew up with people that we considered to be our cousins. You had a best friend. You know y'all was gonna become cousins. See, y'all couldn't get away with the brothers. Y'all ain't even know each other until y'all met each other around the way. Okay, all right, we can't pull off being brothers and sisters, but we can absolutely pull off a cousin. Yeah, we cousins. It's a funny thing, because when we was young and we was impressionable and we really was good friends with somebody, you know, in the black community, just being friends was never good enough. Nope, we got it. Put them in the family. Cousins! That's my cuz. And not only that, but it's my favorite cousin. And sometimes people got away with this shit and we really believed it until they finally had a falling out and then the truth came out. Nah, that's not my real cousins. We usually just say that. Like, what? But your mom, everybody used to co-sign that shit. I know, but we not real cousins. Now you got to try to convince people that that you're not really cousins with somebody. Like, they think you're just hating. Like, no, I'm not hating. It's just not my cousin. I mean, trust me, you know, we was close. We was thick as thieves, but it's not my cuz. That's not my cuz. But still we rise. Still we rise. Same mama, different cousins. Same mama, different cousins. If you have brothers, you have brothers or half sisters, cousins come around and you don't get along with your half cousin, what we got? What we got? What we got? What we doing? What we doing? What we doing? And it happens. Or your brother's cousins come over and steal some of your army men, steal your Pac-Man, Atari cartridge. Yo, he stole Pac-Man, man. Yo, he stole my ColecoVision controller. You know, we needed two controllers. He stole one of my ColecoVision joints. You know, back in the day, it wasn't as sweet as just going to GameStop and getting a new controller. Yeah, you know, he lost the controller. He was ass out. He was ass out. Those controllers was built to last. Controllers have also always cost a lot of money. I don't care whether it was a talk. Anyway, he stole the damn controller. Stole your army men. Oh, this motherfucker stole. I had 72 army men. And now I only got 67. Like, yo, what you mean he stole your army, man? He did. Mom, I'm telling you. You know, I knew all my army men. I used to count them all the time. And we was playing army. And he stole some of my army men. You know what I mean? You know, your cousin. Like, now your cousin can't come over the house no more. Nah. You tell your kid. Tell your family you can't come over here no more. How you gonna tell my cousin he can't come over here no more? He can't. He stole your little brother's army men. You know what I'm saying? The house is on lockdown. The house is on lockdown. You mean quarantine? No, lockdown. Certain people can't come in. Sticky fingers. We not gonna be putting padlocks on our bedroom doors. You know, like he a crackhead or something. And sometimes your cousins actually did become crackheads. You know what I'm talking about. Start messing around with that shit. You still love your cousins. But your cousins, you know, got to get their shit together. They gotta get their shit together. Yes, they do. Daily Go Get a Business Show. Yo, we about to get on about it. But listen, man. You know, we was talking about same mama, different cousins. What y'all know, though? What do you know? Same mama, different cousins. Same daddy. Different cousins, same house, different kitty. How about you stop scratching me and fucking up my pants? I pay good money for certain shit. You have no respect. You wouldn't even know your cousins if you saw them, would you? You would sniff your cousin. So she hears sniffing. She can be like, "What's that?" Okay. So I think I've given y'all enough to think about tonight. Same mama, different cousins. The other side of your family. Do you get along with the other side of your family? Do you know your other side of your family? Do you know, or do you have children who have a other side of family? Like, if you have multiple children by multiple men or women, you know what I mean? They have different sides of the family. Are you able to introduce your part to them? Is it harmonious? Is it a good thing? Is everybody y'all right? Oh, it's starting to buffer. What's good? We're about at the end anyway. It's over. They can go ahead. We can buffer one out. But we'd be back tomorrow night. I bet you that. It's Wednesday. Hump day all up in your area. And tomorrow, throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. So, you know, I mean, we're going to come on through. Shoot on through, make something out of nothing, turn a dollar into 15 cents. Everything is going to be good. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. And let's get ready to do these birthday shout outs, baby. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout outs. We had some birthday shout outs. Some people were born on this glorious October 21st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Natasha Paget. Happy birthday to you. Wait. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. R-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Number one out the box. Well, number two out the box, because we already said number one. J-Rena. Was it J-Rena? Let's go with J-A. Turning 37 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Jennifer Stewart, happy birthday to you. And Queenie Emma, happy birthday, Queenie. And my man, he lived right down the street from me. Met him in 1978. Landell Barnett, my man Landell Barnett, turning 53 years old today. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And Karen Murray, turning 46 years old today. Oh, youngin. And Tracy Young, happy birthday to you, Miss Young. And Janie Carter, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Mina Holiday. Yeah, I mean, she be doing the poetry thing. Well, at least she used to back on the Blog Talk days. Mina Holiday. Hey, hey. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 21st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the dance. The rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, we was talking about, I said, we, me, you, us, we was talking about different mom, same mama, different cousins. We all have a different side of the family. And what we do with each or both sides of the family differs from person to person. But hopefully we all hold value. We all give value. We place good value on the family that we do have. And even if they are not your blood-related family, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be treated that way. And it certainly doesn't mean that you don't love them or that y'all not down, or that y'all not crew, or that y'all – it should mean that y'all not boo. No boo. No boo. It is not cool to fuck a cousin. I don't give a shit whether it's bloodline or not. I really don't. It's not – it's kind of – just sound bad, man. It just sounds bad, like chitlins. You just get a bad, you know what I mean? You just get a bad feeling just hearing like, yo, man, we don't want to talk about it. We're not talking about chitlins. We're not doing that. All right, man. Yo, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. We will be right back at you. So, on the Blog Talk side, I'ma get back, holla back. Glad y'all came through. Get